Text numéro 84. The rise of binge drinking in China. Peter Chi knows he has to cut back on his drinking. It is not much fun at the best of times, and the worst have included hospitalization and the numerous evenings where he has passed out at the table. No one likes binge drinking, he complains. Of course I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do. Chi, from northeastern Liaoning province, is not an alcoholic, nor is he a party animal, despite his four times a week binges. But as a respectable head teacher in his 40s, he feels he has little choice but to indulge, or risk harming his career. In the West, binge drinking is associated with young men and women spilling out of pubs and clubs in the early hours of the mornings. But in China, drinkers are older and, in many cases, drinking not just for fun, but for career reasons. If I drink, it doesn't necessarily help me get promoted, but if I don't, it's less likely that I will be. So I must drink, even if it's not pleasant at all, Chi explains. People want to show they are forthright and try to get along with others. It's very normal to get an order to drink from bosses. In fact, some job adverts explicitly demand applicants who can hold their alcohol. Candidates with good drinking capacity will be prioritized, says one for a public security engineering company that is seeking a business manager. The job is to develop business through establishing closer connections with our clients. Drinking is a big part of the work, explains the recruiter, adding that the successful candidate will need to handle 250 to 500 millilitres of baijiu, a clear spirit usually made from sorghum, at a time. Alcohol certainly greases the wheels of business in the West too, but people can usually stop after one or two glasses. Drinking to develop and cement relationships has a long history in China. When one drinks with a friend, 1,000 cups are not enough, runs one traditional saying. Binging and excessive drinking were most common in men aged between 35 and 44, and frequent drinking increased significantly with age, whereas in Anglo cultures, alcohol consumption usually peaks in the late 20s or early 30s, the paper noted. The government has pledged to tackle driving under the influence. Police caught 500,000 drunkards behind the wheel last year. But binging does not otherwise seem to lead to much antisocial behaviour in China. You won't see people urinating on the street, or the equivalent of beard-up rugby lads pulling down their trousers for the delectation of passing women. So the main issue is the damage that drinkers are doing to themselves. Adapted from guardian.co.uk, August 2011.